We're reading Exodus 32, verses 1 through 8.
Exodus 32, 1 al 8.
When the people saw that Moses delayed in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said to him, "Get up, make us gods that will go before us. As for this fellow Moses, the man who brought us up from the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." So Aaron said to them, "Break off the gold earrings that are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me." So all the people broke off the gold earrings that were on their ears and brought them to Aaron. He accepted the gold from them, fashioned it with engraving tools, and made a molten calf. Then they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made the proclamation and said, "Tomorrow will be the feast to the Lord." So they got up early on the next day and offered up burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Go quickly, descend, because your people, whom you brought up from the land of Egypt, have acted corruptly. They have quickly turned aside from the way that I have commanded them. They have made from themselves a molten calf and have bowed down to it and sacrificed to it and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt.'" May God add a blessing to the reading of God's word.
Are you ready?
¿Están listos?
Are you awake or ready?
¿Están bien listos?
Ya se despertaron.
Are you awake?
Denle un aplauso a Dios.
Vamos a...
¡Fuerte! ¡Muy fuerte!
Very loud.
Estoy bien contento en esta mañana.
I'm so happy this morning.
De estar en medio de este lugar.
To be here with you.
Especialmente con ustedes.
Especially with all of you.
Nuestros hermanos de Vida de Fe.
And with our brothers and sisters from Iglesia Vida de Fe.
Que han seguido luchando.
That we are still going forward.
Que han seguido perseverando.
Persevering.
Y eso es bueno.
And that's good.
Y yo quiero decirles en esta mañana.
And I want to tell you something in this morning.
Todo lo que estamos en este lugar.
And every person in this
cada
building.
Cada uno.
Every person.
Cada uno.
Every person.
No se le olvide.
Don't forget.
Ponga atención.
Pay attention.
Sonría.
Smile.
Despierte.
Wake up.
Say hi to your neighbor. Hello.
¿Cómo están?
Wake up.
Despiértanse.
Que usted.
Because you.
Es un especial tesoro para Dios.
You are a special treasure of God.
¿Sabía usted eso?
Did you know that?
Usted es especial.
You're very special.
Bien especial.
Extremely special.
Muy especial.
Very special.
Demasiado especial.
Extremely special.
Más especial.
More special.
Mucho más especial.
Very, very special.
Quizás alguien le ha dicho.
So maybe somebody has told
que
you.
Usted no vale.
That you are not.
Pero usted es muy especial.
That you're not worth anything, but you're
muy, mucho,
you're
muy
very,
especial.
Very special.
¿Y sabe otra cosa?
And guess what?
Una grande característica.
One big characteristic.
De un cristiano.
Of a Christian.
Es que donde quiera que va.
Is wherever we go.
Donde quiera que camina.
Wherever we walk.
En su trabajo.
In your job.
En su escuela.
In your school.
Cuando sonríe.
When you smile.
Cuando está triste.
When you're sad.
En todas las situaciones de su vida.
In every situation of your life.
Siempre.
Always.
Siempre.
Always.
Debe tenerle.
You have to have.
Una sonrisa a Jesús.
A smile to God.
No, I didn't see any smile.
Yo no veo ningún sonrisa. Sonríe.
I didn't see anyone. No veo casi. What's up? What's up?
Wake up. Despiéntase.
Sonríe para Dios.
Smile for our Lord.
Esa característica.
That characteristic.
Es muy especial en nosotros.
Is very special within us.
Porque Dios.
Because God.
Nos ha hecho.
Has made us.
Un pueblo especial.
A very special people.
Muy especial.
Very special.
Pero sabe otra cosa.
But guess what?
Regreso al mismo punto.
I'm going back to my point. He does that a lot.
Dios nos ha llamado. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Dios nos ha llamado.
God has called us.
Para que seamos.
So that we can be.
Adoradores.
Worshippers, praisers.
En todos los momentos de nuestra vida.
In every moment of our life.
Cuando estés triste.
When you're sad.
Cuando ven una tragedia a tu vida,
when a tragedy comes to your life,
es muy difícil.
It's very, very hard.
Levantar las manos,
to praise our hands and,
y decir,
and say,
praise the Lord!
Gloria a Dios.
Es difícil.
It's very hard.
Muy difícil.
Extremely hard.
Es fácil adorar a Dios.
It's very, very easy to worship Him.
Cuando todo nos camina bien.
When everything is fine.
Cuando tenemos buen estilo de vida.
When we have a good, stable life.
Cuando tenemos dinero.
When we have money.
Cuando todo va bien.
When everything is well.
Todo se vuelve más fácil.
Everything goes much faster.
Es más fácil decir gloria a Dios.
It's easier and faster to say.
Es más fácil sonreírle a todo.
Say that one more time.
Es more easy to smile to everything when.
There you go.
Todo es más fácil.
Sí.
Amen. Todo es más fácil.
Everything is much faster.
Pero cuando
and
la
easier
vida,
when, but when the life, when our
momentos
lives,
difíciles en la vida.
In those difficult times in our lives.
Como hace 15 años.
Like 15 years ago.
Yo recuerdo ese día, hermanos.
I remember that day.
Estaba en mi trabajo.
I was working.
Trabajaba en un warehouse muy grande.
I worked in a really big warehouse at the time.
Y yo sentía un silencio.
I heard a very big silence.
Todo el mundo estaba cabizbajo y triste.
Everybody was sad.
Era como las 7 de la mañana, recuerdo.
I remember it was about 7 a.m.
Y yo no sabía qué estaba pasando.
And I didn't know what was going on.
Estaba yo jalando unas órdenes.
I was doing some orders.
En el pallet jack.
In the pallet jack.
Fui a la oficina.
I went to the office.
Y mis compañeros.
And my coworkers.
Tenían el radio puesto.
Had the radio on.
Y estaban casi llorando.
And they were pretty much crying their eyes out.
Y yo les dije, ¿qué pasa?
And I told them what's going on.
Said, what happened, man?
¿Qué pasó?
We don't know yet.
No sabemos.
No sabemos.
I don't know.
Y yo empecé a escuchar las noticias.
And I was trying to hear the news.
Y le dije al Señor.
And I told our Lord.
Dios.
God.
Ten misericordia de esas personas.
Have mercy on them.
Ten piedad, Señor.
Have mercy on
yo
them.
Yo no puedo hacer nada. Estoy muy lejos.
I don't know. I can't do anything. I'm so far away.
Pero yo sé que tú puedes.
But I know that you can.
Fue una tragedia muy grande.
It was a great, bad tragedy.
Mucho muy grande.
Very bad and very big.
Pero sería contradictorio decir.
But it would be contradictory.
Gloria a tu nombre, Señor.
Contradictory to say, praise the Lord.
Es difícil.
It's really hard.
Pero en medio de todo,
but in the middle of everything,
como decía mi hermano Kelly,
when, like Pastor Kelly was saying,
Dios es bueno.
God is good.
Dios sigue siendo bueno.
God is still good.
Estamos en la pelea.
We are in that battle.
Estamos en la batalla.
We're in that war.
Y Dios tiene todo en control.
But God has everything in His control.
Hay un canto en español.
There's a song we sing in Spanish.
Que cantamos mucho aquí.
That we sing a lot
es
here.
Es muy popular.
It's very popular.
Mucho muy popular.
Extremely popular.
Y dice sencillamente así.
And it simply says.
Dice, levanto mis manos.
I praise
raise
my
hands.
I praise my hands.
Aunque no tenga fuerzas.
Although I don't have strength.
Levanto mis manos.
I raise my hands.
Aunque tenga mil problemas.
Even if I have millions and millions of problems.
Porque cuando levanto mis manos.
Because when I raise my hands.
Y te alabo.
And I praise you.
Yo sé.
I know.
Que algo sucede.
That something is happening.
Yo estoy seguro.
I am so sure
que
of
estás
it.
Estás atendiendo.
That you are hearing us.
Que estás escuchando.
That you are attending us.
Y que tu presencia.
And your presence.
Tiene control de mis situaciones.
Is in control of everything.
¿Usted lo cree?
Do you believe?
Dígale gloria a Dios al Señor.
Praise the Lord.
Fuerte gloria a Dios. Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Siempre es hermoso.
It's so beautiful.
Ahora voy a empezar el mensaje.
Now I'm going to start.
Y no tengo mucho.
And I don't have a lot.
Como dos hojas.
Maybe like two pages.
So, wake up.
So, be comfortable. Wake up.
¿Listo para comer?
Are you ready?
Yo sé que a veces quizás no le gusta mucho.
I know that you guys aren't very comfortable with long preaches.
Pero es bueno comer.
Or sermons. But it's good.
Es bueno comer.
It's good to eat.
Muy bueno comer.
It's very good to eat.
Pero la palabra de Dios.
But because of the word of God, right?
Amen. Es más buena que las hamburguesas.
This is the way we're going to eat.
Más buena morning. Que los frijoles.
More bueno than los
mejor
beans.
Que everything. I'm sorry. Mejor que todo. Right?
Yep.
Leamos un pasaje, hermanos.
We are going to read a passage.
Muy importante, llamó mucho mi atención.
We have to pay very, very close attention.
Yo soy una persona.
I'm a very person
que me gusta preparar.
That I like to prepare.
Lo que Dios me da.
What God has given me.
Casi en el día que voy a predicar.
Pretty much on the day of.
¿Comprende? Amén. Dígale gloria a Dios. Aleluya. Me gusta.
I love it.
Me gusta leer mucho.
I love to read.
Pero el mensaje que Dios me da.
But the message that God
me gusta reservarlo.
The message
hasta
that
el día que Dios.
The message that, that God usually gives us.
A veces I usually por eso tengo un poquito de problemas.
Like letting me talk.
El título, ¿verdad? Y dice, Dios, ¿cuál es? ¿Cuál es? Pero Dios es bueno.
God is good.
I'm sorry, speak too fast. Oh, you can hear me in español, ¿eh? ¡Rápido!
¡Rápido!
¡Rápido, rápido, rápido! ¡Aleluya! ¡Rápido, muy rápido! ¡Como los
really
pollos!
Fast.
¿Sabe cómo comen los pollos, verdad?
Do you know how chickens eat?
Right?
I don't have to answer.
And they don't drink water. Hasta last, right? Hasta el último.
Always at the last.
El viernes pasado,
this past Friday,
estábamos orando aquí.
We were all praying.
Normalmente venimos de 9 a 1 de la mañana.
Usually we pray from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Fridays, every other Friday.
Orando a Dios.
We were praising the Lord.
Y yo todavía le preguntaba a Dios, ¿cuál es el mensaje que tú quieres, Señor, que yo traiga el domingo?
And I was still thinking on Friday, God, what do you want me to tell your people?
Y estaba orando mucho.
And I was praying a lot.
Orando mucho.
Praying a lot.
No recibía nada.
I wasn't receiving anything.
No recibía nada.
I wasn't receiving anything.
Señor, ¿qué quieres que predique?
I was like, God, what do you want me to say?
Por favor.
Please.
Háblame.
Please talk to me.
Por favor.
Please.
Y Dios.
And God.
Habló a mi corazón.
Talked to my heart.
Y me dijo.
And he said,
dile a mi pueblo,
tell my people,
dile a mi pueblo,
tell my people
que recuerden,
to remember
para qué,
why
y con qué razón,
and for what reason
yo los he creado,
I created them.
Yo los tenía apartados,
I had them apart
de antes de que hiciera los cielos,
before I even had the
y la tierra,
before I had the
y todo el universo,
the whole universe created.
So, recuérdales
so remember
que yo los he llamado,
that I created them
para alabar.
To praise,
exaltar,
to exalt,
glorificar,
praise,
y bendecir,
and
my name, aleluya, dijo el Señor. That's what I'm saying. You and me were special. Por eso somos especiales.
Por eso, that's why we're special.
Y es importante entender el propósito.
And it's very important to understand
por qué Dios nos ha llamado.
Why God has called us and created us.
Hace un momento,
as just a moment ago,
cuando estábamos adorando a Dios,
we were praying and praising the Lord.
Nosotros nos sentamos de aquel lado.
We were on that side.
Y yo dije,
and I said,
we're wrong.
We're wrong.
Estamos equivocados.
We're wrong.
Debemos de estar.
We need to be.
Juntos.
We need to be together.
Amen.
Amen.
Cuando vayamos allá.
When we're all up there.
Yo no voy a estar allá.
I'm not going to be over there.
Y el Pastor Kelly acá.
And Pastor Kelly over there.
Vamos a andar jugando.
We're going to be playing.
In heaven.
In heaven.
En el cielo.
In heaven.
¿Y sabes la mejor cosa?
And you know what the best part of it is?
Que vamos a hablar una sola lengua.
That we're all going to speak one single language.
Lindo, ¿eh?
Isn't that beautiful?
Good.
Bueno,
no sabemos.
We don't know.
Pero sí sabemos.
But we know.
Que vamos a hablar.
That we're all going to speak.
Claramente.
The very clarified and
hallelujah.
The same language.
¿Usted se goza?
Are you happy about
¿Usted
that?
Se goza?
Are you happy
dale
about
gloria
that?
A Dios, por
praise
favor.
The Lord.
Dale gloria a Dios. Dale gloria a Dios. Dale gloria a Dios.
Praise the Lord.
Mi oración.
My prayer
por el mensaje,
for this message.
Apenas estoy empezando de empezar,
and I'm barely starting.
Es que
is
Dios
God
haga una transformación,
transform
en nuestros corazones,
in our hearts.
Necesitamos entender,
we need to understand
a qué venimos a la casa
why
de
do we come to here.
Y después de la casa de Dios.
And after we
¿cómo
leave
debemos
here,
de vivir allá afuera?
How are we supposed to live out there?
No solamente.
Not only.
Debemos ser cristianos.
We should be Christian.
Cuando estamos en la iglesia.
When we're here.
Debemos ser cristianos.
We need to be Christian.
En todas partes.
In every place.
Y tenemos una característica.
And we have one characteristic.
Adorar a Dios en todas partes.
Praise the Lord wherever we
en
are.
En todo lugar.
In every place.
En las buenas.
In the good.
Y en las malas.
In the bad.
Denle una sonrisa a Cristo.
Give us a smile to God.
Smile to the Lord. Not to me, not to her, not there. To the Lord. Dios.
God.
Sacó un pueblo.
Took a people.
Muy especial para él.
Very special to him.
Y lo trae por el desierto.
And he takes them through the desert.
Le habla a Moisés.
And he talks to Moisés.
Quizás usted conoce la historia.
Maybe you know the story.
Pero voy a llegar al punto.
But I'm getting to my point.
Para empezar la prédica.
To, you know, start.
En el capítulo 32 que vimos.
And how we were saying in chapter 32.
Vimos una situación o vemos una situación.
We see a situation.
La cual.
For what?
Humanamente.
Humanity.
Por lógica.
For logic.
Era imposible.
And impossible.
Imposible.
And impossible.
Que un hombre.
That one God.
Estuviera.
Could be.
En la presencia de Dios.
In the presence of God.
40 días.
40 days.
¿Comprende?
Do you understand?
Imposible.
It's impossible.
Que Moisés estuviera 40 días allá arriba.
That Moses was in the presence of the Lord for 40 days.
No sandwich.
No. No.
No frijoles.
No beans.
No barbecue.
No barbecue.
Maybe water from heaven.
A lo mejor agua de el cielo.
But it's nothing. Nada. 40 días estuvo Moisés en la presencia de Dios.
40 days Moses was in the presence of the Lord.
Recibiendo.
Receiving.
Los decretos.
The mandamiento.
La palabra.
The words.
De Dios.
Of God.
Para su pueblo.
For his people.
Pero una de las cosas más importantes para el Señor.
But one of the most important things that the Lord has for us.
Era la siguiente.
Is the following.
The first commandment.
El primer mandamiento.
How many love God with all your heart?
¿Quién ama a Dios con todo su corazón?
No, I, an amen.
I just heard one amen.
Amen. I can't hear no amen.
No oigo nada de amén.
Why?
Why? ¿Por qué?
Something in your heart?
¿Hay algo en el corazón?
Tu corazón que no te permite decir que lo amas de todo corazón.
Is there something in your heart that is telling you not to say it?
Pastor Kelly decía.
Pastor Kelly was saying.
We can't hide anything.
We can't have anything in our heart.
No podemos esconder nada.
We can't hide anything.
Él sabe.
He knows.
Si lo amamos,
if we love him.
O no lo amamos,
or if we don't love him.
Con todas,
with all of our hearts.
Corazón. Dios.
God.
No quiere.
Doesn't want.
50% de tu corazón.
50% of your heart.
No quiere el 30% tampoco.
He doesn't want 30% of your heart.
Menos el 20.
Even not even 20.
Menos el 99.
Lower than 99.
Todo.
He wants nada. Everything or nothing.
Todo o nothing.
Everything or nothing.
Dios quiere todo tu corazón.
He wants all of your heart.
Cuando tú estás conectado en el espíritu con Dios.
When you are connected in the spirit with God.
Fluye.
Flows.
La alabanza.
It flows his joy.
Disfluye.
It distributes.
Como ríos.
Like a river that keeps flowing and flowing and flowing.
Do you believe it?
Do you lo creen?
You can say praise the Lord.
Alaban a Dios.
Puede dar un aplauso a Dios.
Thank you.
Yes, shake your hands to the Lord. Duro. Es una característica de alabar a Dios alabándole con las manos, ¿verdad?
It's a characteristic to praise our,
the Lord
with our hands. Es otra gritarle
también a Dios.
It's another way to connect with Him.
Dirán que usted está loco si grita, pero es una característica.
You think it might be crazy for me to scream, but it's a characteristic for me to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
No importa que te digan que estás loco.
It doesn't matter.
Loco? Yes, I'm loco. Mucho loco.
It doesn't matter if people keep telling me I'm crazy. I'm happy to
Pero
say I'm crazy.
Por Cristo.
I'm crazy for Christ.
Yes.
Yes.
Cuando estás enamorado de Dios, are tienes que andar como loco.
Are you? If you're in love with Christ, then you need to be as crazy as I am.
Aleluya. Pero sabes.
But you know.
Eso dice la Biblia.
That's what the Bible says.
La Biblia dice claramente.
The Bible says clearly.
Que el evangelio.
That the
gospel.
The gospel.
Es locura para
muchos. Crazy to be for Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
So we gotta get loco.
Necesitamos enseñarlo.
Por Cristo.
For God.
Aleluya. So Dios le dijo.
So God told him.
Me amarás con toda tu fuerza, con todo tu corazón y con toda tu alma.
That you are gonna love with all your heart and all your righteousness.
Pero el segundo.
But the second one.
Dijo.
Said.
No te harás.
You will not.
Imagen.
Image or
en
idol.
El cielo.
From other than the God.
En la tierra.
In
y debajo de la tierra.
Anywhere else on this earth.
Ni te postrarás.
Ni you will praise.
Ni la adorarás.
You will not worship.
Porque yo soy un Dios celoso.
Because I am a jealous God.
Déjeme te digo algo en esta mañana.
I'm going to tell you something in this morning.
Es tan bonito entender.
It's so lovely to understand.
Que a Dios no le puedes dar nada más 30% de tu alabanza.
That you cannot just give 30% of your praise.
¡Toda!
You need to give everything.
¡Toda!
Everything.
Hallelujah! You look at me. Yeah, it's true. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen. Es hermoso.
It's lovely. It's beautiful.
En este pasaje vemos, amado hermano,
in this very passage that we're reading,
que el pueblo de Israel,
that the people of Israel,
viendo que Moisés,
knowing that Moisés, seeing that Moses was up there for 40 days
noches,
and 40 nights.
Allá arriba,
up there.
He's vámonos.
There. Like,
he's gone. Es lo que la mente humana puede decir.
That's what the human mind is going to think.
Pero no.
But that's not true.
Estaba.
He was with.
Adorando,
praising,
exaltando,
exalting,
y glorificando,
and glorifying,
al que todo lo puede,
in his name that can do
what, lo cree.
The impossible. Do you believe?
You know, it's not die. Yes. He was in the praise to the Lord, hermano. Aleluya. Gloria a Dios.
Praise the Lord.
So. Dios es bueno.
God is good.
Dios es bueno, hermano.
God is good.
El pueblo se desespera.
The people get very
urgent. Y le dice a Moisés, urgent, a Aarón, su hermano.
Go to Aaron, Moisés' brother.
Moisés.
Moisés.
He's vámonos.
He's gone.
He's gone. He's died. Forget it.
Ya se murió. Ya se fue.
We need another God.
Necesitamos otro Dios.
Pero algo que me llama la atención.
But something that grabs my attention.
Que el pueblo de Israel.
Of the people of Israel.
No podía.
They could not.
Adorar a Dios.
Praise God.
Al que el sacó de Egipto.
That took them out of Egypt.
¿Sabe por qué?
You know why?
Porque todavía no lo conocía.
Because they really didn't understand and know him.
¿Comprenden?
¿Comprenden? Do you understand?
Todavía no lo conocía.
They didn't know him.
No lo podían adorar porque todavía no lo conocían.
How are they going to be able to praise him if they are not getting to know him?
Y el propósito que lo sacó de Egipto.
And the purpose of why they
era para que lo conocieran.
So they could know him.
Abrió el mar.
He opened the river.
Pero ellos no creían.
But they still didn't believe.
Ellos venían con Moisés.
They came with Moses.
Y le decían.
And they would say.
They always complain.
Siempre con algo.
Y le decían, dile a tu Dios. Dile a tu Dios.
Tell your God.
Dile a tu Dios. Dile a tu Dios.
Tell your God.
Entonces, no podemos, amados hermanos.
So we cannot, brothers and sisters.
Adorar.
Praise.
Alguien que no conoce.
Someone that we don't know.
Right? We know the Lord.
Conocemos a Dios.
Right?
Right?
And we love the Lord.
Y amamos a Dios.
Y esa es la razón.
And that's the reason.
Porque estamos aquí.
Why we're here.
Tenemos que comprender.
We need to understand.
Que cuando venimos a la casa de Dios.
That when we come to His home.
Desde que entramos por esa puerta.
From the day, from the moment we walk in.
El Salmo 100 dice.
Psalms 100.
Entrar por sus puertas.
Go through His doors.
Con acción de gracia.
With graciousness.
Por sus atrios.
For His gates. Yes.
Con alabanza.
With praise.
¿Usted cree eso?
Do you believe that?
So cuando usted y yo venemos.
So when you come.
Desde nuestra casa.
From our home.
Ya venemos.
We already come.
Preparados.
Prepared.
Ya estamos listos.
We are ready.
Para darle toda la gloria.
To give everything we have to Him.
Toda la honra.
For everything that
y
we
toda
have.
La alabanza a Dios.
Or the glory to Him.
¿Usted lo cree?
Do you believe?
Dele gloria a Dios, mi hermano.
Give Him praise to the Lord.
Aleluya. En el verso 8.
In verse 8.
Dios ve lo que el pueblo hace.
God sees what the people have done.
Y como Dios celoso que es.
And because our God is jealous.
Ve lo que el pueblo hace.
He sees what they do.
Y le dice a Moisés.
And he tells Moisés.
Baja para abajo.
Go down.
Porque el pueblo.
Because the people.
Se ha corrompido.
Has been corrupted.
Se han hecho dioses.
Has made gods.
Fue tanta la ira de Dios, it el was, celo de Dios, el celo de Dios.
It was the jealousy and the madness and upsetness of God.
Y dijo,
and he said,
voy a destruirlos.
I'm going to destroy them.
Voy a acabarlos.
I'm going to finish them.
Pero Moisés,
but God,
Dios
but Moisés,
le dijo, no!
Moisés stepped up to God and said, no.
Porque yo sé
because I know
que tu misericordia
of your mercifulness
es más grande que tu enojo.
Is much, aleluya. Is much bigger than why you're upset.
¿Usted lo cree?
Do you
Dios
understand?
Es bueno.
God is good.
Dios es bueno, mi
God
hermano.
Is good.
Aleluya. En el Salmo 33.
In Psalm 33.
Dice alabar a Dios con instrumentos y con danzas.
Praise with instruments and dance.
Yeah, that's the way we got instruments. But we don't want to dance. What's up with that? Yes, but they still dance a little bit. I love dance to the Lord. Sí. Right on your spirit.
Siempre amo a alabar y a
danzar. Es una característica.
It's a characteristic
a Dios.
To worship God.
We are free, ¿que no?
We are free, right?
Somos libres. We free.
Somos libres.
No, o sea, bueno, estoy grabando ahorita. Deja que el Espíritu.
You need to let the Spirit.
Te haga libre completamente.
Make you completely free.
Mira.
Look.
Si una persona que estuviera aquí.
If one person that was here.
Te aseguro. Amén, hermano. Gloria a Dios. Si una persona que estuviera aquí.
If a person comes in here.
No tuviera lengua.
And didn't have a tongue.
Te garantizo.
I can guarantee.
Te levantaría las manos.
That he would raise his hand.
¿A poco no?
Do you think it's wrong?
Si no pudiera hablar, levantaría las manos o hiciera cualquier cosa por alabar a Dios.
If he couldn't speak with his tongue, do you think he would make any other movement to praise God?
Si hubiera otra persona.
If it was another person.
Que no tuviera hombros o brazos.
That didn't have
yo te
arms,
aseguro.
Or hands
que quisiera levantar sus manos.
That would love to raise their hands.
¿Usted lo cree?
Do you believe it?
Vamos a empezar a levantar las manos.
Let's begin to raise
manos
our hands.
Manos santas, dice la Biblia.
Raise our hands.
Para Dios.
For our God.
Aleluya. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Aleluya. Start and raise your hands to the Lord. Just give it for Him. Just give it for faith. We are free.
Estamos libres.
Free, bro.
We estamos libres.
That was the Lord wants. Hallelujah. Salmo 47:1.
Psalm 47.
One. Dice. Aplaudir.
Applause.
That's what the Bible says.
Applause. Clap say. Hands.
Aplaudir.
Clap hands.
Con grito.
Loudness.
Hallelujah. One more.
One
I'm
more.
More than half, okay?
He's only halfway. He really is.
Salmos 111.
Salmos 111.
In verse 1.
In verse 1.
I love this. Dice, alabar a Dios.
Praise the Lord.
Con todo.
With everything.
Todo.
Everything.
Tu corazón.
All your heart.
Ay, qué lindo es Dios.
Isn't God so wonderful?
I love God.
Amo a Dios.
Con todo tu corazón.
With all your heart.
Con toda tu fuerza.
With all your strength.
Y con toda tu alma, mi hermano.
With all your soul.
Aleluya. Let me ask you something. Sorry. Déjate pregunto algo.
I want to tell you something.
¿Amas a la persona que está a un lado tuyo?
Do you love the person that's next to you?
¿De verdad lo amas?
Do you really love the person
ver,
next to you?
A ver a alguien.
Look at somebody you don't
Look
know.
Else.
That's not related to you.
Look somebody else in your side. Or your neighbor. Look somebody else.
Look at somebody
Mira
else.
A alguien. Míralo a los ojos.
Tell them with
Míralo
with
a los
eye
ojos.
Contact.
¿Serías capaz de decirle?
Will you be able to say?
No, a su esposa no, okay? Why does it have to know?
Like I said, nobody that's related to you, nobody that's married to you. I love you. I love you. Can you really tell someone, I love you? Why do I ask this question? Because if we struggle, it's a struggle. Somebody that we see, that we touch, that we can hit, that we love, it's very difficult to tell them that we don't love them or love them. You see my point? Si veo otra persona y le digo te amo, I can't see God, but I love Him with all your heart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. About that. Psalms 136:1. Oh, all of it. Says. The Psalms. Gives emphasis. And says. Worship the Lord. Because God is good. To praise the Lord. Because He is my shepherd. And all this whole chapter, all Solomon say and teaches and motivates us to worship Him, to praise Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now.
Ahora. Now. I want to talk about the other side. And it's a reason very important for the Christians. It's very difficult to worship God when everything is going bad. When everything is going bad, it's very hard to raise your hands and say, praise the Lord. If I'm hitting a nail with a hammer, and I... Y si eso pasaría y decíamos gloria a Dios. Es difícil de decir gloria a Dios cuando estamos en esa etapa. I want to give you 2 or 3 examples. We have a little bit more time. Thank you for your patience. Very beautiful patience. And it's a beautiful fruit of the Spirit. The patience. Hope. Job. Who has read it?
Job.
It's a great example for me of a great worshiper, praiser. Job was a rich man. He had no necessities whatsoever. He had a beautiful family, a lot of kids. He loved every one of his kids. Even if he didn't accept what they did. Every day. En ese tiempo no había iglesias todos los días. But I can promise you, but if there were services and churches in that time, he would go every single day. He says he would offer to God animals, songs, offerings, because he loved them. Because number one, he loved them, and for his families. He was a man. I invited this person yesterday, and praise the Lord that he just came. Dios está trabajando. He gave to the widowers and to the orphans. But there was somebody that didn't like how Job was. Can you guess who? The person that does not let us sleep at night. Or thing. He came to God. And he says, wait. First God tells him. So God tells him, the enemy, look at my server. Conoce mi corazón. Conoce mi corazón y el tuyo. So, primeramente lo que Dios siempre dice es mira mis servientes, mis siervos. Pues that was the first word that God had told the enemy. And the enemy told him, he only praises you because of his wealthiness and his family. You have prospered him. Eye for the eye. Take everything he has. And you will see what he really does. He tests your heart and mind. Conoce what your reaction will be if somebody brings you bad news, or if they tell you in your job,
you're fired.
Estás despedido. What are you going to say?
No! ¿Por qué?
Why?
Soy buen empleado, soy buen trabajador.
I'm a great employee. So our Lord tells the enemy,
okay.
All right, take everything he has. Incluyendo la familia. 10 niños, 10 hijos. Amaba más a su familia que el dinero que tenía.
Adoraba a su familia.
Y el diablo empezó,
and the enemy started.
Boom!
Take away.
Una mala noticia.
One bad news.
Hope says fine. That's okay. Boom!
Second one.
Another bad news.
El segundo.
Hope says.
Dijo que ya, pues está bien. But the third one comes.
When somebody said, alguien dice, todos tus hijos.
All your kids.
They're gone.
They're gone. Se fueron.
¿Cuál sería tu reacción de la vida?
What would be your reaction if your 10 kids had been gone? Por una razón. That God, many times, tests your heart and mind. And many times, God tries with the thing you love the most. Job. Agarró un cuchillo, a knife, and he took out all his hair, a razor. Pero, but he went into sus rodillas and said, I came out of my mom's stomach naked. But what I love about Job, that even with everything and all the triumphs he had to go through, the first thing he did was go in his knees. And guess what he did? He praised the Lord. Dios es bueno. He praised the Lord with all his tragedies in life. With all his heart. He had a wife. Very beautiful. Bien hermosa. So we go a little bit more ahead. She told him. Kill yourself. And curse God. But Job knew who his God was. You and I, we need to know who is our God. Do you believe? Praise the Lord. You need to know where our God is. Who our God is. Casi. Otro ejemplo. Paul. And Silas. Acts 16. You can read it in your home. Verse 6 and forward. Paul and Silas, sent by God, knew who had sent them. They knew what they were getting themselves into, and they were prepared for the gospel. There was a little girl right over there. That she had a spirit of fortune telling. And she would follow them everywhere they went. Oh, Paul was done with her following them. And he looked back. And he commanded the spirit to leave her body. Have you read that part? And God has power. When you and I praise the Lord with all our heart,
and with all our strength. You need the place where you stand needs to shake. Paul and Silas were taken to jail. But before that, they were beaten. Do you think that's fun? We can say that we're Christian, but when the test comes, are you going to have the same attitude? Él no más sabe. Because he tests our hearts. He hits. They chain them up. And they put them in jail. In the back of the jail. And it's an attitude. So beautiful. So beautiful. Of two men of God. That didn't care. Representing Jesus Christ. And that. In that situation. And they were there. They were all chained up. Maybe bleeding. Chained up in the wall. They probably even haven't drank water. Maybe they were in so much pain. Because the kind of beating that they received was very hard. It was torture. But in midst of everything, I'm going to tell you something. In the middle of the night, they're in that situation. You know what they started to do? The Bible says they started to worship the Lord. They started to glorify His name. They started to praise Him. And guess what happened? That place started to shake like an earthquake. Because that provokes the love of God. When we praise Him with all our hearts, something needs to happen. Something needs to happen. When we praise with all our hearts, the chains are broken. The chains are broken. The chains are broken of sin, of abuses. God does something so beautiful. That place shaked. And the chains broke. And guess what? When you and I support the moment with triumph and challenges, and we praise the Lord, something good has to come out of it. A little bit more, just bear with me. The person that was in charge of the jail, he went running to the jail, and he saw that the gates had opened. And he thought that they had left. They had left. But that wasn't true. They got their sword, and he was ready to fight. And he was about to kill himself. Because he knew. Because he was going to die either way. But they were still in there. And they said, "Don't do that. Don't do that. We're right here. Nobody's gone." The guard was so surprised. And hizo una pregunta. What do I have to do to be saved? So you know what happens after every challenge? God is glorified. He's glorified. Hallelujah. God is good. If we see a little bit more forward, we see these two men, takes them to their home
and goes with their family of the garden. And the most beautiful part of it, the Bible says that all of that family came to the steps of Jesus. I believe that. I believe that the God that we have that doesn't have limits. You and I, we put the limits. He doesn't put the limits. You and I, we will get tired of being in the service. But Him, He doesn't get tired of how much we serve Him, of being a blessing. He gives and gives and gives. Receive what is being given to you. And this morning, I don't know. That's your problem. Your triumph of not, of being the barrier of letting God be in your heart with all your heart. He is here. And He wants to be a blessing to you more. It's very, very hard to walk in His gospel. No es fácil. Todos los días. Paso por paso. You have it with one hand. And the other one, you raise your hand. You raise your hand. And you say, "Thank you, Lord. I can. Because you help me. Because you don't leave me. You don't leave me." I want to invite you in this morning and listen very well of what I'm going to say. God is looking worshipers to praise Him. And in spirit and in truth. You are the people. I want everybody to stand up, please. I want to invite you. Today and this morning, God told me, to invite all of my people to come to the front to praise Him. Just to worship. Do you all want to come and receive? We have so much space. That's all we want to do. No más queremos adorarlo. ¿Quieren venir?